Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into something that's, well, everywhere. Generative AI. Things like ChatGPT.
Right, and we're specifically looking at what this means for learning and teaching languages. Italian, for instance.
So that's a huge topic.
Yeah.
So our mission here is to kind of cut through the hype. Yeah, we've got some interesting sources.
Exactly. We want to unpack the practical side, the benefits, yeah, but also the real concerns people have about AI in language education. Think of it as your shortcut to understanding what's happening right now.
Okay, let's unpack it then. AI in language learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's not totally brand new, is it?
No, not entirely. I mean, you had chatbots way back in the 1960s, like Eliza.
Right, Eliza.
Yeah.
But ChatGPT, which what, landed in 2022, that feels like the real shift.
It really was. Its ability to mimic human conversation, that just opened up completely new possibilities for actually practicing a language.
And that mimicry, that realism, is key for personalized learning, I suppose.
Absolutely. Think about it. ChatGPT can be your conversation partner in Italian, like 24/7. It can adjust how complex the chat is. Bring in new words, explain grammar points as you go.
And give feedback right away.
And give immediate feedback, yeah, step by step.
Wow, that's massive for a learner. Like having a tutor who never gets tired.
Yeah.
I remember waiting ages for my weekly Italian class just for speaking practice.
Uh-huh.
But, okay, here's a question though. Is there a risk?
Mm-hmm.
You know, relying too much on it, does it miss something? Human.
That's a really valid point, and I think the key is seeing it as an assistant, a powerful one, but still an assistant. It's great for generating exercises, role plays.
Like scenarios.
Yeah, immersive scenarios, and even helping explore Italian culture, which helps things stick. Our sources actually mention specific tools in ChatGPT for this.
Like the language learner feature.
Exactly that. It has different modes. There's a story mode, for instance.
Okay, what's that?
It creates these little interactive stories in Italian with dialogues, questions, say a simple story about a classroom for beginners.
Neat. And there was another one, picture mode.
Yeah. It describes a picture, like an Italian living room, all in Italian. Then you practice naming things, and it corrects you in real time.
Does it get harder as you get better? Or do you have to tell it?
You generally guide the complexity with your prompts, which gives you control. And then there's lesson mode for grammar.
Ah, the fun stuff.
Ah, yeah. You can ask for a custom lesson on, say, double object pronouns, maybe using vocabulary about the house.
And a lot of this is free, even the voice practice.
Often, yes. The basic ChatGPT access, including the voice mode for speaking, is usually free.
So connecting this up, AI isn't just for the student typing away alone. It's a tool for teachers too, right? An assistant for them.
A huge one. Think about creating materials. AI can whip up dialogues, vocab exercises, reading questions, multiple choice, open-ended, super fast.
That must save hours.
It really does. Less time on the mechanical stuff, maybe more time for, you know, actual interaction with students.
Or coffee.
Yes. And it's not just text, you mentioned. Right. Text-to-speech tools like Jenny, Revoicer, can take that AI text and turn it into pretty natural-sounding audio.
Well, that's clever.
You can control the speed, use different voices for dialogues. It's fantastic for listening practice.
Yeah.
Developing that, what's sometimes called the Cinderella skill.
Listening comprehension.
Yeah.
Always tricky.
Always. And for more advanced learners, AI can even help draft things like, say, parts of a cover letter in Italian.
Really?
Yeah. The idea isn't just to use the AI text, but to get students to compare the AI's version with their own writing, reflect on it. It pushes their thinking.
Okay, so the tech potential is huge. But what about the people involved? The teachers? How are they actually feeling about this?
Well, there was a recent study specifically with Italian language teachers that shed some light on this. High interest, over 90%, said they want to learn more about AI.
90%, that's high.
Yeah.
So they're curious, but is that translating into use?
Ah, that's the gap. Despite the interest, actual use in the classroom for planning or with students is still pretty low.
Why is that, do you think? What are the worries?
The big ones seem to be reliability. Can you trust the AI's output? Ethical concerns, like plagiarism, obviously, and bias. AI learns from data, and that data can have biases baked in.
Yeah, those are serious concerns. Did the study show any differences, like where the teachers were based?
It did, interestingly. Teachers working outside Italy seemed, well, more skeptical, more worried about reliability, ethics, bias.
Compared to those in Italy, yeah.
Teachers in Italy showed a bit more trust, maybe, even though their actual usage was also low. It suggests maybe a different perspective depending on your teaching environment.
Fascinating. So pulling this all together, what's the takeaway? AI offers these incredible opportunities. Personalization, efficiency for students and teachers.
Unprecedented opportunities, really, but clearly there's this hurdle of trust, understanding, and maybe integration that needs to be overcome.
Right. It makes you think. Italo Calvino had that quote, didn't he? Something like, the more time we save, the more we'll be able to lose.
That's the one. It's quite profound in this context, isn't it?
It really is. So the final thought for you, our listeners, is maybe this. How can we use these AI tools smartly to save time on the, you know, the drills, the mechanics?
So that we can then afford to lose ourselves more?
Yeah.
To spend that saved time really digging deep into the language, the culture, the literature, the human connection?
Exactly. Something to chew on.